Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum. Oh. This Carrie and Tommy catch-up is a celebration, just like Nugvember, where you can celebrate how much you hashtag love your nugs with Ingham's Chicken Nuggets. Find them in the freezer aisle.
Oh, it is. Welcome to a very special Wednesday. Carrie Bickmore.
The day has arrived.
It has. Hello, Tommy Little.
Oh, guys, I mean, does it get much more exciting than this?
You have a certain spring in your step today.
Well, we are so lucky to have Australia's sweetheart, Carrie Bickmore, as the show, and she has inside of her Australia's next sweetheart. She's like a babushka doll of Gold Logie winners, and she's about to give birth to one. And we thought, what better way to celebrate than to do a pregnancy shoot? It's what this show just needs, a bit of cut through. The people have been demanding it, and we went.
It's weird that you just described it as my show, but I've had no say in what's happening with myself in these photos.
Yeah, well, that's true. Sometimes the star doesn't know what's best for them.
And sometimes people have decided, have they?
Yeah. Behind every strong woman is an idiot man. And that has never been truer than now. And ladies and gentlemen, we have for you the first of the much famed Bickmore Little Carrie and Tommy family shoot. Hit us, buzz off.
We are family and Tommy. I've got all my family with me and Tommy.
The Little Innocents, natural and organic baby products, available at Chemist Warehouse.
Yeah, so you proposed to me that we did a family photo shoot to welcome this new bub into the world.
Yeah,
I'm not sure why you were there. Anyway, we did it. It was fun. It was a lot less family and a bit more Tommy than I imagined.
Look, it's a show, baby. We've established that. The first photo of what is going to be a series for the ages is live. Head to Carrie Tommy Show on Instagram. I mean, it's going to absolutely go off its rocker. It's literally
just dropped.
It's
not what I imagined we were going to be doing. Let's just put it that way.
Well, it's pretty wild. We will chat about it next. We've got a few little kind of behind-the-scenes moments for you next, and we're going to let you get involved. But right now, all I need you to do is just head to our Instagram page and just check out the first photo. If you've got any thoughts on this, I mean, 131060 is our number. But from the show, you're welcome, Australia. It's the photo shoot you didn't know you needed, but you wanted so badly.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, it has dropped. See the pregnancy photo, the first one they have released online at Carrie Tommy Show on Instagram.
I mean, just after the success of this, the first of how many is the real question.
Well, you were already being asked on Instagram for you to do other people's pregnancy photo shoots for them. Mm-hmm. So, mate, this could be a side business for you.
I mean, I hope so. I've heard Michael Arkin makes quite a pretty penny off doing
celebrant.
Marriage celebrants on the side. I would love to take part in your pregnancy shoot.
It's weird enough for me, let alone for people that don't know you.
Why? This is just a stock standard family shoot. Buzz. I don't know.
We are family and Tommy. I've got all my family with me and Tommy.
For Little Innocents, natural and organic baby products available at Chemist Warehouse.
Thank you. Annoying.
They say timing is everything, and I prefer my sound effects 2 seconds too late.
Yeah, no, I did press the button. That's a technical issue.
Oh, don't. You know what they say about a good tradesman, something. Anyway,
cool.
Guys,
what I want to say quickly is the only reason I'm doing this is thanks to Little Innocents, because they have coughed up 20 grand that is going to UNICEF for the children's appeal that they're doing, and that is the only way you got this over the line. So don't get cocky and start thinking you're this amazing creative photographer. I'm only doing this for charity.
That is correct, and I'm doing it once again, because I'm being selfless.
For content.
I know. I'm doing it for the show, because this is a show, baby, and I'm doing it for the people of Australia. Because if they haven't seen the photo on Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show, I mean,
do you want me to describe it to people?
Give us a description.
So it's me on a hospital bed in
your stock standard pregnancy shoot. Yep.
Yeah. In wearing my white gown.
Yes.
And I am literally legs spread, and I mean that in the nicest possible way. In fact, at one point, our producer got her hands and parted my knees, and I thought, wow, this is far more involved than I ever thought she'd be in my birth. and I am birthing a baby, and that baby is a tiny little Tommy Little. Yeah.
And how do my buttocks look?
Your buttocks are very tight.
Aren't they muscly
they're
as very, hell?
They're quite cute too.
I'm a ripped
I mean, I don't
baby.
Know what yours look like, but if they look like this, then you're doing all right because they're oh, cute well, little buttocks there. No, 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 just... don't get them out. No, no. 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 That's the next shoot oh. that I... Oh,
oh my God!
Oh, mate, I can't unsee that. What are you doing?
He actually just showed us his ass.
What are you doing? You've just gotten too excited about this shoot.
I know, isn't it great?
On.
Isn't it great?
Anyway, hey, go to Carrie Tommy Show if you want to see it. It was a very awkward position to get into because for us to recreate this photo, we actually needed you to almost look like I was birthing you.
Yeah,
So it was awkward, wasn't it?
I did. I had to get the head in the position where you see the head.
Yeah.
And so we're going to play you some audio now from when we're taking the actual photo. There's a few things that I'd love you to look out for when you're listening to that. This. And the first thing is that Buzz plays the role of a supportive midwife. Like you wouldn't believe.
He's far
Buzz,
too happy.
And Buzz, how would you describe your scrubs?
Skin tight.
Yeah. They were you were the sexiest nurse I have ever seen.
It took me about 15 minutes to get the top off. Like, I actually couldn't get it off. I needed someone to rip it off for me.
I actually said, who is this voluptuous hottie and where's Buzz? Because we're about to start the shoot. The other thing I need you to notice is the audio that goes on of both me crying while I'm being birthed and Bickers, you pushing out the birth, despite the fact that we all know it's just a photo being taken. Have a listen.
Oh, are you actually going under my leg?
Yeah.
Like, this is... weird. No, this is your idea. Don't go, oh, 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 oh. Oh my God.
No, Tommy can just sneak through. You don't need to lift your leg.
Oh,
okay. Birth me, lads. Birth me.
Okay, so I'm going to go up. Don't worry, you can't see any of you under there.
Not long.
Come on, Carrie. Push. Oh. Push, come on, Carrie.
Push. Imagine if you were all actually in the labour ward with me when I gave birth, if that was all the roles you played.
Okay, do we, God, that'd be Buzz, so do we tell funny. Her now or do we not tell her? Because if this photo is successful enough, we are going to live stream the actual birth. Listener event, there'll be 5 tickets, 1 for each set.
Hopefully my baby isn't as big as you were under there. We've had so many people under the @CarrieTommy page on Insta saying that they've had to pull over to have a look. One lady, Erin, said, oh, my gosh, I laughed so hard that I just woke my twins up from their nap. Sorry That's about great. That, Erin.
Now, of course, we're wanting to go viral. We want cut through. Christian, our web guy, gorgeous Christian Hull, how are we going so far in terms of a viral hit?
Very well.
Yeah.
Very well. But
give us numbers.
There's a lot of comments who are, they're supportive, but they're like, I can't unsee this and this is horrific.
Yeah.
There is a...
What about the one that said, I'm a very accommodating mama? I thought that was nice.
That was from you.
No, it wasn't from me.
But my favourite comment is from Tash, who says, really, like, seriously, this is the most tasteful maternity photo I've ever seen.
That's a lie.
I've got a few here. There's, that's pretty disturbing, and there's WTF, this takes that to a whole new level. I've got something for you next.
Well, speaking of tasteful... the comment about this being the most tasteful shot they've ever seen.
And
that's only because of me. Because if you had your way, we would have the most untasteful photo right now up on our @CarrieTommy page. I put my foot down and said, someone has to be the responsible adult in this duo.
They're not your actual words. Your actual words are, it's honestly, even for us, just way too weird. We'll tell you what it is next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
2,000 likes in 20 minutes for the first photo of our pregnancy shoot that we did on Friday.
Is that viral?
That's not viral yet. It is not.
It's on its way.
That's very good, though.
If you have just joined us, Tommy wanted me to do a pregnancy shoot,
we all did.
Pregnancy
the show
shoot.
Did. The show wanted you to do a show pregnancy shoot.
I agree,
and the people
because
of Australia
it's charity
agree.
Related. Anyway, I thought it was going to be a family photo shoot. And the first photo we've released today has me birthing him on a hospital bed. So
we've
just
build
as I expected.
To something. We've got to start with the most important members of the family and then add the other ones as we go.
We do have 4 more photos to show you throughout the week. So I do think this is possibly the most shocking off the mall.
No, you should see what I've got planned for tomorrow.
Wow. Have I seen that one? No.
G'day, Zach. What do you think of the photo?
Zach?
Yes, hello.
Hey, Zach. What do you reckon of the photo, bro?
Oh, mate. He was just driving and pulled over. I had to see the photo.
Yeah.
And oh, my God.
Yeah. What do you think
what
of my...
What have you done for me?
Exactly, Zach. Exactly. But
what do you think of my gorgeous buttocks?
I do love it. It's a great photo.
And what about the buttocks in the photo?
Yeah, I couldn't get past your facial expression first.
Good on you,
oh,
Zach.
Thanks,
legend.
Zach. What about David? David knows his stuff. David, you got a couple of kids, yeah?
Yeah, that's correct. I've got 7.
Oh, yeah. Just a few.
Just 7. Have you done any pregnancy shoots yourself, David?
No, but this one, what I've just seen of yours is the first time I've ever seen a baby born with facial hair.
Yeah, because sometimes they have back hair, but it's rare for them to have facial hair.
Do babies have back
hair? That's correct.
Yeah, some of them do.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've put it on at the @CarrieTommyShow Instagram, and we've already had the question, I think, of the day of the whole thing is, what happened to the rest of the family? I love how Tommy's making it all about him.
Oh, he's not making it all about him. He's making it all about the show, and that's what the people demanded. The family. I mean, the family. You don't. The thing with the family is it needs to be a gradual thing because, as you know, we had Evie there doing lighting for this photo. We had Chris was a camera assistant, and of course Ollie was doing makeup. And the thing that Ollie tried to do to me, which, to be honest, if I'd had my way, would have been included in the final photo.
No, do not pretend my son did this to you. My son has nothing to do with what you're about to talk about now.
Producer you Sonda, whose idea was funny. Whose idea was the thing that we're talking about?
It definitely wasn't Ollie. I feel really awkward lying.
Yeah, it's not Ollie.
It was you, Tommy.
Okay.
All you, mate. All of this is you. Okay. Your idea for how you should be birthed from me involved what?
It involved something. You know how they say the race that stops the nation? They say things like that. And they talk about shock jocks and they talk about things like that. I thought we need something that made people stop in their tracks and sit up and really take notice.
And vomit. Yeah.
Well, I don't know about vomit. I just thought, wow, they'll be like, whoa. And it'll be a bit of water cooler talk. They always talk about that sizzle and water cooler talk in the business. Yeah. And so I thought to create a bit of that. I thought if I'm getting birthed, I don't get birthed. Babies don't get birthed with those cute, gorgeous buttocks that I have and without a drop of anything on them. So I thought we may as well make it a tad more realistic. And so we got our special effects department, our producer, Caitlin, to go out and buy quite a lot of jam, which would double as an afterbirth of sorts.
When I rocked up at the shoot, I thought we were all about to have brekkie together. That's what I thought when I saw all the jars of jam. I thought we're about to have some jam and toast.
Instead, I was told to get topless and lie on a bed and this is what happened.
Can you show me how you want it to look? Like what? Because I've got chunks and slop.
Oh, well, yeah. I'd start with chunks.
Oh. Yeah, and quick on his shoulders.
Chipping all over my head.
Oh, he's eating after.
Oh my god.
That's everybody in awe.
Watch your eyes, sorry.
It's in my eyes.
Sorry.
Yeah, his eyes
damn
are
in the eyes hurt.
It's okay. Oh. Don't worry about it. Just shoot it.
You guys still respect me, right? Should I be smiling? I'll give you a nailed it.
Yeah, nailed it. Big cheesy grin.
I reckon we're done, aren't we?
Shower?
Yeah.
So I was covered almost head to toe in jam.
You wanted it to look like you had blood all over you, and it was so disgusting. And when I saw the image, I even said on the day, this is gross, and then you persisted in getting the image mocked up. And then I saw it, I was like, I can't have this. It is too, like, it's so gross.
That image is available on the dark web.
No, it's not. I think it's, you know, the difference is you haven't given birth to a baby and I have. I think that's what makes it more real.
You don't know.
Once you've given birth to a baby, the realness of the blood and everything just is a different thing to when
Well, you should have said that before. You let them tip jam all over me.
I wasn't even there when they were tipping the jam over you. You loved it. Anyway, what are you talking about?
Here's what I want to know. On 13 10 60, where did you find the condiment?
What?
Because I had to go and host a black tie dinner after that straight away, and I did shower, but I obviously missed a whole chunk of my head because I ran my fingers through my hair while I was hosting that black tie dinner, and my hand got stuck, and I had a whole large chunk of jam. This was now about 5 hours later at the back of my hair.
That's disgusting.
And I realized the whole of my – I still smelt like strawberry jam. So I want to know, on 13 10 60, where did you find the condiment? How long was it
for you, though? Was it yum?
Hey, it was
delicious.
A dessert
for you.
Delicious. And it was an interesting thing to say to strangers. Just have a look at my head. Go on. You won't regret it, I promise.
13 10 60, where did you find the condiment? Take girls after this. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. On 13 10 60, where did you find the condiment?
Yeah, because about 4 hours after our now infamous family pregnancy shoot, the first photo of which you can see on Carrie Tommy Show on Instagram, I found jam in my hair at a black tie dinner that I was hosting. And I thought, oh, that's a bit of, I believe, fake afterbirth from the shoot.
Imagine if you had a girlfriend or something and you were at home and like you were cuddling and she ran her hands through her hair and there was jam through the back of your head. That would have been hard to explain.
People use jam, don't they? As like a jam and like a cream thing?
Mate,
is that a thing that people do?
I don't think so.
Whipped cream and jam?
That's another cool topic. We don't have time for that. Isaac called about
what have you used when doing the do?
Where have you found a condiment stuck, Isaac?
Yeah, I found them under a hotel bed. I just checked in and I was looking around the room and there was a little platter with some quick paste and whatnot on top of there with a bit of mould on it.
Under the bed.
Under the bed in the hotel room.
And did you have it? I mean, I don't like mouldy food, but I do love free food. Did you?
But also, half the cheese is a mouldy anyway. You could have
That's
just eaten
right.
them.
Did you have a crack?
There was no cheese on there, just a bit of the some cream stuff on there, some relish, I think it was.
And did you complain, Isaac?
I did.
And what happened? Did they give you a fresh platter?
Nothing at all.
Nothing. Bloody
Nothing
hell.
At all. Okay.
Of all the things you could find under a hotel bed, I reckon that's probably the better of all the options.
Queen's paste?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Peg, where did you find the condiment stuck?
I had a sausage at Bunnings at about 8 o'clock one Saturday morning. And
legend.
Having a shower that night and getting undressed, I found the sauce in my bra.
In your bra. Just a bit of boob sauce there, Beck.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Right now, though, 13 10 60, give us a call if you're a fan of Dirty Dancing, because we've got an unbelievable experience to give away to you.
This, and I mean, you've got, like, if you were like me and you had a movie from, you know, like the 80s, some people, Sondra, our producer, has seen Dirty Dancing, she reckons, like, 50 times. Is that right?
I think that's totally normal behaviour.
Yeah, like Sound of Music I've seen, I think, 37 times.
None
I always pretended to be Liesl in the little scene where she's, I am 16 going on 17. It was all a bit odd, but that's what I wanted to be. But if you, like, imagined yourself doing the jump on the bridge and Dirty Dancing or, you know, I mean, Patrick
can you,
Swayze.
Can you call
oh, my
in
sister
as well?
Was in love with Patrick Swayze.
If you're not a loser, can you call in as well?
Or Stop is it? This is awesome. This is this immersive cinema thing that's come to Australia. And what happens? And it's happening in Melbourne and it's happening in Sydney. And you go to this enormous venue, like a race course, right?
Yeah.
And for the whole time you're there, everybody's in character of the movie, of Dirty Dancing. So all the people there are playing a role. You dress up, you go, and then you pretend to be in the movie as well. So
this
the whole
is
time,
cool.
You're in the Dirty Dancing movie. And so, you can go so over the famous bridge and do, you know, the dance. Dance moves, you can do the whole carrying the, you know, baby carrying the watermelon thing. You can practice all your lines, you take some friends there. It's awesome.
So you can get amongst it for a night like no other.
Yeah, and then it plays on the big screen behind you as well, so it really gets you in the mood. Yeah.
So if you've a failed actor and you've always wanted to be a part of something. Perfect. I'm going to step out of the studio and give you a call. 13 10 60 is the number.
So we've got some tickets to give away. Who have we got, Buzz?
We've got Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Hey, Lise, how big a Dirty Dancing fan are you?
Absolutely ultimate favourite. Big fan.
Okay, because you and a friend are going to go along to this immersive cinema experience. You are going to be in Dirty Dancing.
Congratulations, Lisa. It is happening March 2019 in two places, the Domain in Sydney and Flemington Racecourse in Melbourne. If you want to be like Lisa and head there, tickets go on sale 10 a.m. Monday, November 19 through Ticketmaster. All the details are at immersivecinema.com.au. Carrie Bickmore and
Tommy Little. Hey, It was my mum's birthday this week, so we caught up. Had a family dinner, and my mum, being in great mum form, asked a lot of her usual vague questions. You know, her thing is she likes asking questions, giving no information in the questions.
I know, it's just, I think you don't, like, a mum brain is so full that sometimes just the questions come out as vague.
Yeah, but it should be full of more detail, because this question was, what was that movie from ages ago? Was the whole question. That was it. And then when we all laughed, because I've talked about it in stand-up and she refuses to admit that that's what she's like, we made us all start laughing. And then she goes, oh, sod you guys, I'll Google it. And then she goes, about 10 minutes later, she goes, A Crying Game. That's it. I knew I could find it. And, and we said, Mum, what did you Google? And she goes, I just Googled movie long time ago, man turns out to be woman. No, woman turns out to be man, amazing. Irish. And I'm like, why didn't you give us any more of those details? Why didn't you just ask a question? And then we just went on to other things.
Movie from a long time ago.
Movie from a long time ago. That's it. That's it. And then I said, Mum, are you watching any good TV shows at the moment? She goes, wow. Just the usual. As you know, I watch NCIS every night.
Oh.
Yeah.
She likes a bit of crime.
Yeah. I don't know when this started, though, because I remember my mum watching The Bill religiously.
Yes. Oh, my mum loves The Bill. Anything on ABC, she's very mad for.
Oh, yeah, mad for it. My mum used to be really into this cop drama called Heartbeat.
Yes. Heartbeat. Doc Martin. My mum loved Doc Martin.
Yeah. There just should be a mum channel.
I actually quite
like
Doc Martin, too. It was quite good. Yeah. I'd sit back with her and we'd watch a bit of Doc Martin.
As I said, I realised there should just be a mum channel. That is the ABC. That's what it is. But she said, oh yeah, the NCIS. She said she's really loving the new series. And right. I said, I get confused. Which one's NCIS, Mum? Is that the one with the silver fox as the main guy? And she goes, yeah, the silver fox is the main guy. And she said, and the gothic lady who does the forensics. And then she goes, and, oh, the one I love most.
Oh.
The hot Latino man. Yeah. And that's when my dad popped in and thought he was going to do.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We've chatted.
He's the guy I sat next to at the Logies.
Yeah.
Wilder Valderrama. The guy from that 70s show.
Yes.
He's awesome.
Yes.
She's right. He's a hot Latino guy.
He's a hot Latino guy. Yeah. Thanks, Buzzo. You got to keep that in your jocks. As my dad piped in, I thought he's going to do a bit of typical, oh, you know, I told him to keep hands off.
He's not that good.
My dad just pipes in and goes, yeah, he is stunning. That's all he said.
He is stunning.
He goes, he is stunning. And I wanted to confirm, so I sent a picture of that guy to Mum, and she did write back in the text, and all she wrote is, yes, that's the hot Latin guy there in the middle. You've got to admit he's gorgeous.
Well, do you know, that reminds me, at the Logies, because I was sitting next to him, I took my mum to the Logies, and he had his bodyguard with him, who was sitting next to my mum, and my mum was tuning him all night. She was into his bodyguard.
Isn't this great?
Get the two of them together, and they just...
Isn't this great? And the only thing he needs the bodyguard for is holding all these thirsty mums
middle-aged
back.
Women back.
And so the bodyguard has just taken a hit when he's taking your mum.
My mum would be a great catch.
That's the equivalent of taking a bullet in the bodyguard. He's just like, who's this thirsty cougar coming at you? And he dived across. I want to know on 13 1060, who's your mum got the horn for?
Oh, brilliant. Love it.
Because I didn't know that my mum was having this whole on-screen romance with this man that I didn't even know
Matt Preston
in her
it
life.
Is for my mum. My mum is obsessed with Matt Preston.
Really?
Loves him. Loves him.
We can make that happen.
I know. It's when it's that close to home, I don't know, it feels weirder or something.
Sorry. I realise the difference between can we and should we is very different. Give us a call, 13 1060. I'd love to know from you. Who's your mum got the horn for?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right now we're talking who's your mum got the horn for?
Because
my mum is mad for, in her own words, the hot Latin man from NCIS.
Yes.
Wilder Valderrama.
Yes. Yeah, Wilma or Wilder? No, Wilma.
I'm not sure. I just say it quickly and hope people don't pick up on the accuracy.
Yeah.
You sat next to him and your mum actually has the horn for?
His bodyguard.
Yes. So that's fun. That's fun. Similar
Melissa's
taste.
Melissa's on the line from the Central Coast. Melissa, who's your mum hot for?
Elvis Presley, actually. She's got a pair of his pyjamas and a bed sheet, and she sleeps with Elvis every night.
Yeah. Mel, can I ask, which phase Elvis is she into? Is it early days skinny and healthy, I'd or say, is it yeah, end of the yeah, days definitely. A sweaty mess?
No, I'd say the skinny, healthy one.
Okay, because it's surprising. Some people are really into him, like right near the end when he was kind of, you know. Just,
oh, she was an Elvis fan through and through, but the bed sheets and the pajamas are the skinny, healthy one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people love a bit of Elvis. Amber, who's your mum got the horn for?
Anthony Wiggle.
Oh, yes. Silver yep. Fox Anthony. He's still got it, doesn't he, Amber?
Sure. Yeah.
Stop trying so hard to be polite.
I matched with his nephew who goes on tour with them as Captain Feathersword on Tinder, and Mum lost it. Was like, invite him over for dinner today, see if he can bring his uncle.
Oh my God, hold on. His nephew's Captain Feathersword.
Well, on tour, yeah. And we
I thought you said
know that.
I thought you said on Tinder.
Yeah, so I matched with his nephew on Tinder who plays Captain Feathersword on tour.
Oh, yeah. So I've got it right. So you matched with Captain Feathersword on Tinder.
Yeah.
Was he dressed up? Was he in costume on Tinder?
Is he in costume?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that's really weird.
Did you ask him to send some photos in costume?
Oh, his Instagram has it, but yeah. And there's a picture of him and Anthony together on his Tinder, and Mum lost her mind. She was like, he has to come over for dinner right now.
You could have, like, mother-daughter dates.
Yeah, Mum's married, but she was into it.
Just like your mum, Tommy. Ava's on the line. Ava, who does your mum think's gorgeous?
My mum has the biggest crush on Tommy Little.
No.
She's a woman.
Welcome
with great taste.
To all of Australia, Ava. All the mums love Tommy. I don't know why, because you're so, well, I was going to say you're so naughty. That's probably why. You're so wrong so much of the time.
What do you mean? That's not,
well,
Ava.
Actually, we could probably ask Ava. Ava, is your mum there with you?
Yes, she is. She's right next to me.
Put your mum on it. I want to know from your mum what it is about Tommy.
Hello.
What's your lovely name?
Embarrassed. I'm Simone.
Simone. Hey, Simone, what? I mean, I work with the guy every day, so I can't see it personally, but what do you see in Tommy?
I don't know. Look, I just think if I was 15 years younger, him and I would go out and have such a great time. And
How old are you, Simone?
42, so I'm a bit older.
You don't have to be any younger.
Okay, this is getting really weird now. Tommy, you don't pick up our listeners.
No, he's just lovely. Like, he's just the type of person I'd actually like Ava to bring home. So, yeah.
Oh, God, now I'm really confused.
I'm really confused now, too.
She is too young, okay? You're not too old. She's too young.
I'm just older.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
Okay, like we needed more reasons to love Prince Will and Harry. If you ever wondered, you
Prince
know when people...
Prince Will. No one's called him Prince Will ever.
Prince Will and Harry.
You call him Prince Will.
Oh, sometimes I call him Willie. He likes when I call him Willie. Prince William and Harry, is that what you'd like?
Yeah, sure.
Well, it's Will and Kate, so what's wrong with Prince Will?
Oh, okay. I stand corrected. Apologies.
Yeah, that was a
buy tickets or you're
seconds.
Dumb.
Anyway, there's a new documentary out celebrating their dad, Prince Charles, for his 70th birthday, and the boys have opened up about what they used to do when they'd go on holidays together. And I think when you think of the royal family, like, what do you think they're doing on holidays?
Driving around in, like, gold Hummers or maybe a chopper ride or, like, a big boat, a big super yacht.
Where?
Oh, the Caribbean or what's a Positano? That's where all the rich people go.
Yep. Somewhere in the Mediterranean, I'm
sorry,
thinking.
Christian just had a moment to himself in the background there.
Oh,
mate, anyway. You don't even know where Positano is. Yes, you thought it was a dessert at an Italian restaurant.
Anyway, turns out they were a bit more normal. They were a bit more like us than you would imagine. Okay. They used to go on holidays to Norfolk, to the countryside, and you know what they'd do for a bit of fun? They would pick up litter. Their dad had a real fetish. I'm not sure.
Yeah, go for it. Go with it. Yeah.
He had a fetish for picking up rubbish, so they'd go out together and they'd spend the afternoon picking up litter.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Reminded
Isn't
me of my childhood when I'd busk.
Awful.
Speaking of Will and Harry, if you had to pick which one of them would be the favourite child, which one would you say?
Harry, for sure. So lovable.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Because I love Harry too, but I do think, and we're talking about Charles, although I think Charles would like how straight Will is.
Yeah.
It would be Philip that likes Harry. Harry and Philip would get together and they would get up to no good.
I tell you what, six pack down, you'd hear some stories, I reckon.
Absolutely. Anyway, a whole lot of parents had to do this simple test to gauge their subconscious preference to see whether they preferred one of their children over the other right? So for ages, there's been lots of, lots of talk that you do have a favourite child. And everyone goes, no, I don't. Anyway, they did this really significant study. And the test shows that despite us fighting, the objecting, that parents do subconsciously prefer one child over the other. And it's just minor things. It's not obvious. And often for women, it's their daughter. And for men, it's their son.
Right. Is that how it works with you?
No, I don't.
It's the opposite.
No, I don't. When I think about it, I don't. But I think the point of this is the parents said, no, I don't have a favourite child. But when they were showed images and stuff, they'd see their girl and they'd think if their girl is good and they'd invest more money in their girl, whereas the dads would be shown photos of their son and they'd think of their son as the preferable
one.
Right.
So which one is your favourite?
Oh, look. It depends what day. Really?
Sounds like with that tone, it sounds like at the moment, neither.
The unborn one.
Yeah.
And finally, we announced yesterday that obviously the Spice Girls are doing a reunion tour. You were quick to clarify it was only a tour of the UK with four of them, not five. So everyone's going, who should fill in for Posh, who's not going on the tour? Well, who should fill in? Adele, that's who should fill in. She's posted on Instagram a picture of her from her bed when she was a young girl, her bedroom all covered in pictures of the Spice Girls with an Instagram tag that said, ha, this is how I feel right now. I am ready. And it's interesting because this is not the first time she's thought about taking part in the Spice Girls. She was on with James Corden in Carpool Karaoke and she was talking about how much she loved them growing up.
Yeah, but you know, I thought about this the other day. It was a genuine, isn't it a piss take?
No.
Like, it was actually a really big thing.
Yes, okay. You were a genuine.
It was a huge moment in my life when they came out. Yeah. It was girl power and it was these five ordinary girls who just, did so well and just, got out.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to get out. I don't want to get out of, but I want to get out. And it was a really important period of my life.
You know what that sounds like to me?
What?
Posh Spice.
Just, I want to get out.
Yeah, but you know what? And another thing, the important girls, you know what? Yeah, but, and you're like, that's Posh Spice? Okay.
Well, would the girls want her in? That's the question. Mel B was on James Corden back in 2016, and this is what she said.
I don't think we could ever replace Sporty or Posh, but I'd like to invite some people up on stage with us. Yeah, that would be great.
Did you see Adele doing Wannabe on our carpool? She'd be amazing.
I love her. Anyway.
So I'm calling it here. She's going to do it. I bet you they get her up during the reunion tour. You heard it here first. It wasn't here first. Lots of people mentioned it.
Yeah, but let's not claim things we can't do. You heard it here. Amongst other places, you've also heard it. Anyway, buy tickets or you're dumb.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Hello, Hughie and Kate.
I'm trying to think of who my mum is hot for. I can't use the term that you guys use. You guys are risque.
It's really
good.
Did your mum have the horn for? Why?
Terrible.
Whoa.
Mate, do you know who you work with? The stuff that comes out of her mouth is far worse than that.
She's very inconsistent, though.
Who does he work with?
And a massive hypocrite, so.
I'm very prudish, Carrie.
Well, you're a mum, Katie. Who have you got the horn for?
Quiet on the streets.
Who have you got it for?
A freak in the sheets! Pardon me.
What's the buzzer? What does that do?
It's a horn. It's a horn.
Oh, that's a horn.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what is
a horn? How old are you? It's like having grandpa in the studio.
Can't use that word. What's that noise?
Jesus, a racket.
Is that the sound that your mother makes when she likes
it's
someone?
It's a horn.
Oh, who's she got a horn for? Well,
got a horn for Wilma Valderrama from NCIS. Yeah.
Who are you with next at
your Dodies. Mother does.
No, Tommy's mum. Oh, my mum's got the hots for his bodyguard who was at the Logies. My mum turned it on for him all night.
We're trying to organise a double date between him, the security guard, and the two mums.
Perfect. But then, Jenny and Wynn. What side stop does, something happening?
Yeah, what side? No, there's Wilder. What's his name? Wilder
Valderrama.
Does he have a wife or anything? Oh, interesting. No. Scandalous.
Tommy's mum didn't ask those questions.
No, because he went out with, who's now with Ashton Kutcher?
Demi Lovato.
And before that, didn't he go out with
Mila Kunis?
Yes.
But also, you know the great thing about having the horn
for
someone?
He's got a type that's not your mum.
Everyone's type pretty well is not someone's mum.
And Tommy's mum's pretty hot, actually.
Thanks, Hughes.
My friend just texted me.
Well, they've actually spent a lot of time together.
We have, yeah. And your dad is...
And you don't know about 90% of it.
I think your dad's open to possibilities, isn't he? He's like pretty relaxed sort of guy, your dad.
He's got bad vision.
Dad's just excited by life. Like, so
my friend just texted me and said, my seven-year-old just asked me in the car, hey, Mum, who do you have a horn for?
Exactly. See? That's why Katie says no.
Kate didn't want me to talk about drinking my own urine at 4:30.
No,
because kids in the car.
Well, we're just before 4:30 now, so you could sneak it in if you like.
I think he has.
You can put anything on our show, just all the stuff that you can't run on yours, just go and bring it to our house.
Why did you do it, Hughes? Just ran out of kombucha?
No,
what happened?
I haven't done it. It's because of China.
There's a Chinese guy who's...
They've run out of milk powder. Don't blame China.
As a punishment...
Blame China.
They've run out of milk powder. If you don't make your sales target at some company in China, you had to drink urine. So
it wasn't even necessarily your own.
That's an easy way to pick the pervert, isn't it? Oh, let me guess, Gary, you haven't made the target again? Oh, okay.
Oh, Tom. Sorry.
Let's go back to the tasteful. Who have you got the horn for?
Jack told us the other day.
But your mum's don't even get
horns. Our anchor Jack, who filled in with Tommy the other day when Carrie was away, told us that you have a fetish about a jockey riding you while you're naked and whipping you.
Is this a short man in silk?
Yeah.
I was just saying that some people pay for. We were just talking about racing.
Sometimes I love when you bring off air on air. It really makes my day, and this is the perfect example.
I simply brought it. No, it was on air. It was on air.
You were bringing your off air on air. What's happened?
No. Did you want a jockey to ride you naked?
No, I was just saying that when people say the horses hate it, I thought there's some people out there who pay for men in silk pajamas to whip them.
Okay, this is going so weird.
We've got to get out of here.
Go do your family-friendly show,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah. We're so G.
Oh, look, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Okay, yeah. None of this stuff. You'll hear about Hughesy drinking urine next.
There goes another Carrie and Tommy catch-up, packed with all the bits you missed from the show. Don't miss your chance to win a pair of limited edition Nugget Budgie Smugglers. Just buy any 400-gram box of Ingham's Nuggets to be in the draw. Find them in the freezer aisle.